This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last few visits, we've discussed what Jesus had to say about judging others. As a general rule, we should refrain from judging others. Two good reasons for this. We probably do not know all the facts, and on top of that, we tend to see faults in others that are areas of weakness in our own lives. But if we're walking in the light as God is in the light, and we are having healthy fellowship with Him, 1 John 1:7 says, "The blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." When we're in a healthy relationship with God with humility and grace, we need to reach out and help those we judge to be in need of corrective input. We saw Paul doing this in his letter to the church in Corinth. He also did it as described in Galatians 2:11-14. When Peter came to Antioch, Paul wrote, "I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong." In Corinth, it was a case of immorality. In Antioch, it was a case of hypocrisy. In both cases, the problem was public and needed to be dealt with publicly. Most of the time, we can provide corrective input privately. But if that doesn't work, others need to become involved. Jesus gave guidelines for this in Matthew 18. When dealing with fellow believers, keep in mind what Paul taught in Galatians 6:1-3. "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.